Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Very good. Our processional hymn is 408.
Thank you.
morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church on this fifth Sunday in Lent. Thankfully, the winds have been gone for about a week. Well, what we call gone. And welcome to our service this morning. Our liturgy is found in our bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is the handout. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son came into the world to free us all from sin and death. Breathe upon us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may be raised to new life in Christ and serve you in righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
The first reading is from Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and you will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them. The flesh had come upon them, and the skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, and they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. And they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and to say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is 130, and we will read it responsively. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities,
Lord, who could stand?
But there is forgiveness with you,
so that you may be revered.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits,
and in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord.
More than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord.
For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem.
It is he who will redeem Israel
from all its iniquities.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 8, verse 6 through 11. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. and those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, also through his Spirit that dwells in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "Oh, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and you are going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them." In light of our gospel's length, please feel free to be seated. After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never not die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the meditations of our hearts and the words of our mouths be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Jesus receives news that his friend Lazarus is gravely ill. Surprisingly, Jesus delays going to be with and by the time he arrives in Bethany, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Martha and Mary, Lazarus's sisters, both say the same pain-filled words to Jesus, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." Their words convey faith, disappointment, and deep sorrow. An unstated but reasonable assumption of accusation of Jesus is also perhaps discernible. They believe in Jesus, Lord, but they cannot understand why God has not protected them from deep suffering. We've all been Mary and Martha in our times. Let us be honest. Jesus meets each sister differently. With Martha, he invites her to a deeper faith, saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall not die forever." With Mary, he does not explain, but instead he weeps. Jesus wept, the shortest sentence in the King James Version of our Bible. Jesus enters fully into human grief, showing us that God is not distant from our pain. When Jesus stands before the entrance of the tomb and calls Lazarus out, this miracle tells us something of extreme and unique importance. Suffering is not the final word. Death, a symptom of our sinful condition, is not the final word. As Jesus explains earlier, our recognition that suffering is indeed suffering, that it also forms a backdrop against which we can experience and more clearly see the glory of God. Through Lazarus, many come to believe. On this fifth Sunday in Lent, this gospel lesson beckons us to consider our own tombs in our own lives. Let us look honestly. We look clearly at our sense of loss. fear, sin, and hopelessness, our honest doubts. Like Mary, like Martha, we sometimes wonder why God did not act sooner, why God seems absent, or that he delays. We are reminded this morning that God's delays are not God's absence. Our feelings of abandonment are very real sometimes, even as today's Psalter from King David expresses. But Jesus is present, sometimes teaching and sometimes weeping, but never is he unaware and never is he powerless. Never, ever is Jesus indifferent. And he is always bringing life. As we come closer to Holy Week, today's lesson assures us that every tomb is ripe for resurrection. What dead areas do we as a community or as individuals, what areas do we need to remind this most profound of gospel truths? What stone is Jesus asking us to roll away that he might call out, "Come forth"? Jesus, in his humanity, confronted death in its various forms every day, healing the sick and even raising the dead. We do not worship a God who is detached from or who merely transcends our suffering. Our God chooses to suffer for us and alongside us as one of us. Now, God does not promise to whisk us unscarred out of our troubles. He too is scarred. He has promised to be present in them and to have the final word. May we leave this morning's Eucharist in trust and joyful hope that our darkest and our most dead parts of our lives are not beyond God's light and God's life in Jesus Christ. May we not run from our dark tombs, but may we instead entrust ourselves to a God who is not absent, who is not indifferent, but whose very nature is to restore and to give life, even to that which has. Our hymn of the day is 441. Let us rise in body or spirit as we say together the words of our faith found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Reconciled by God's mercy and sustained by God's presence, let us pray for the world and its needs. We pray for the church. Grant life and peace to all who gather in your name. Breathe into us so that we may share your message of forgiveness, hope, and love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for creation. Renew landscapes that have dried up. Prosper the work of those who restore homes and habitats after natural disasters, and sustain places where biodiversity thrives. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the nations. Unbind leaders trapped by fear to act boldly for justice. Free all who live in places of war and violence, and guide refugees and asylum seekers to safety. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for all people in need. Take away the stone of poverty that weighs down so many. Console any who weep and heal all who are sick, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for this assembly. Ready the hearts and spirits of all preparing to be baptized, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Deepen our wonder at the mystery of your resurrection and life. Hear us, O God. We offer our thanksgiving for all people who have died in faith. Give us faith to trust in your power to redeem and save, and bring us up from our graves to life in you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers, O God, through Jesus Christ, our strength and salvation. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
I kind of like that boy. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the fifth Sunday in Lent. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Stockton Woodworth, Adam Christian, Jerry Allen, Michael Ferguson, and Cambria Woonsook. Altar flowers are given to the glory of God with thankfulness for her son, Alan, with love from Janice Carlson. When she told me how old he was, I was like, wow, they must have been born on the same day. Are there any other? Oh, I have another announcement. Okay, so I want to thank Kelly and Robbie Colton and Conley Beebe. They took down the tree out front before anybody beats me up about taking trees down. That tree was a sterilized pear, except it was not sterile. It dropped those stupid little pebbles all over the sidewalk. And Gary swept and swept and swept them up. And no matter how much you swept, they still fell. And then people stepped in them and tracked them in the building. And they were a mess. So thank you for getting rid of that giant mess out front. Anybody have any announcements? Nope. Okay, the offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace, and so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast, grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread, raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With John and all your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is he who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so this morning. Everything is prepared. Please come forward as the Lord calls you. The body of Christ given for 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 you. Shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise. Thank you. And let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 434. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord. Thank you. Let us pray. We give you thanks.